You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
I think the first thing to say is that for lovers of spy fiction, it's a huge loss. With the five immortal words, the name is Bond, James Bond, Sean Connery launched a cultural phenomenon, a movie franchise that went on to become the most successful in the history of cinema. I think that, personally speaking, as a Scot, as someone from the same country as Sean Connery, it's a great loss and a deep loss. So I think really for spy fans, for people that are from Scotland like myself, but also just for anyone that's ever loved having the lights out and just escaping through the lens of cinema, I think it's a great loss. We can think of Alfred Hitchcock movies like Marnie, but we can also think of other real cult classics like Highlander, Indiana Jones, The Hunt for Red October. So just a great loss really across the board.
When you discuss the history of spies and intelligence gathering, does Sean Connery's name come up a lot?
Sean Connery comes up. There's a really interesting connection between fact and fiction in the world of espionage. And of course, the vast majority of people get their knowledge about espionage from spy fiction, from things like the James Bond movies. So there's a degree to which the movies they're still Hollywood, they're still cinema. So the ex-head of MI6, of which James Bond was a fictional member, he said the only real things that Bond had in common with real spies was a love of gadgets and a fierce, passionate defence of Great Britain. That's where he said the reality and the fiction parted. I think if you look back, I think there's a lot of things that about James Bond that chime with reality. So the writer of the novels and inspiration behind the movies, Ian Fleming, he was a former intelligence officer, so he drew upon that experience to chart out the James Bond franchise. But on the other hand, there's many aspects that of James Bond that wouldn't be very good for a spy. Let's think about Sean Connery. He was across the room handsome. As a spy, quite often you have to blend in, you have to be grey, you don't want attention brought to you. So someone like Smiley from the John le Carré novels or books is someone who's a more realistic spy, a devastatingly handsome 6'2" Scot who drives flashy cars, not so great at blending into the background.